This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atula. That's Figgy Fig hanging out with you on a Wednesday. And you get involved with the program, too, on the text line, 713-572-4610. Also, appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, and Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch, 610 Houston 832. Reminding us again, J.J. Watt, indeed, at Texans practice, watching the fellas. You think that makes him practice
harder? Let it begin, huh?
They gonna practice harder?
Yeah.
We're done with the JJ Watt coming out of retirement thing.
I was like done with it when I seen him at the Hall of Fame game. Yeah, he was there. I'm like, brother, looking skinny, man.
He is not playing football.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this ain't the Aaron Donald thing, right? Yeah. Where he's out here pumping Jared Verse off of these weightlifting.
Yeah. He was looking skinny.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I don't see him lining up on the edge again.
All right, but yeah, shout out to JJ Watt looking at the fellas at mandatory minicamp. Let's talk about these Astros. A loss yesterday in game one versus the Chicago White Sox. Mm-hmm. 4-2 was the score, and you got what was described by Lance McCullers Jr. himself as a weird outing. We've had good, we've had bad, and it was really terrible, not because of the outing, but because of the way that somebody decided to act after the outing. But this was this weird nebulous space in the middle for Lance McCullers Jr. in this 4-2 loss. But I don't think that's what you would put up as kind of the reason why this game went the way it was did, or do you want to put up possibly what you, I think, are describing as a T.Y. Hiltoning?
Yeah, they got T.Y.'d. They got T.Y.'d.
I like calling him Eugene, though. I don't like calling him T.Y.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got a name like Eugene. I'm going to call you Eugene.
Luis Robert Jr. against almost literally everyone else has been batting like 220.
Didn't he come in with like a 176 batting average? That
maybe
shocked
even
me.
Less.
That really
maybe
shocked
even
me.
Less.
I mean, it's not like I've been watching the Chicago White Sox this year, but Luis Robert Jr. is a very good outfielder, very good
terrific
outfielder, big, sizable,
and a pretty good hitter usually.
100%. I was like 176.
Yeah, and then he sees the Astros uniforms.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Why would he be playing? Obviously, his name is Luis Robert Jr. and he's on the White Sox. Like, he still matters. Mm-hmm. But like in a circumstance where you're going, if this is pure meritocracy, man, he's not playing that well.
Yeah.
And you understand why he's playing, because apparently he see that orange of the Astros, and he sees that particular star in that H, and he's like, oh, it's time to hit.
Yeah, yeah, he went full T.Y., led off the scoring with a double, which was one of the hidden errors that I texted you about in right field.
That one was, yes, the right field.
Yeah, he kind of misplayed it off, or misjudged it off the wall.
Felt like he had an opportunity.
He got too close and it ricocheted.
Yeah, I was like, am I wrong that it felt like he probably had an opportunity to cut off that ball to the wall
maybe
before it even got there?
Cam
but
Smith,
I mean,
by the way.
Yes, Cam Smith, the one and only.
And so he's the first run scored there with the Luis
Robert.
He didn't
get it. It's cool.
I heard it. and then, Crawford Box home run that gave him their fourth run. So that was number one of the weird things that happened, and shouldn't be that weird because he does that to the Astros all the time. The other part that McCullers said, he said it was a weird outing. I tend to disagree with like a lot of the narratives out there, like, oh, he battled and he, you know, I'm not saying he didn't try to
battle. You disagreed with him battling, huh?
Well, because it was just a testament to when the breaking ball isn't snapping the way he likes, it's hard to hit the zone. And when it's hard to hit the zone, you get behind in counts. And when you get behind in counts, things like that happen. It was not a good outing for him. There was at one point, first of all, for the game, Lance McCullers, I believe, had 40?
It looks like he had 47 pitches in the zone and 49 out.
There you go.
But that's not all that uncommon, though.
It's very uncommon to have a moment when you're down 4-1 at the point where you have, not 4-1, it was earlier in the game, 35 strikes and 34 balls. He couldn't hit the zone. He could not hit the zone. He'll tell you that. That he was behind in counts a lot. And that's not to criticize him. I think that was kind of one of those, it happens when you're a breaking ball pitcher. Sometimes you can't snap it the way that, you know, you normally can. And when you can predict the break is when you can hit the corners. And he was missing.
No, I think that's the fair point. I think, like, when I talk about the distribution of in the zone, out the zone, like, usually it's just, You can choose when you're trying to throw out of the zone and try and induce, you know, swings or whatever.
I'm talking balls
or set something up. No, exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, even balls and strikes, right? Yeah. There are some instances where you're throwing out of zone in order to try and get somebody to swing at something or to set something up. Like, mm-hmm. this was not, I think, your average, hey, distribution of, you know, balls versus strikes or, you know, in the zone versus out of the zone, because obviously ball strikes is a little bit different. It felt like when he got deep into counts, he wasn't able to get the pitches over that he wanted to. And that was the real problem there. Because with this point of his career, he's not a fireballer to begin with, but I mean, at this point in his career, it feels like he has to lean very heavily, not just on that slider, but breaking ball in general, when you add that knuckle curve in there, and that's going to require you to be a capital P pitcher.
Yeah.
And on the day, if the pitches aren't going over, it's not that it doesn't work out the way you want it to. But I mean, you're not feeling the battling? Because, I mean, he did give you five.
He gave you five.
Even within that.
And again, like...
And even
like,
letting some guys go, maybe getting some guys on the base paths, issuing walks.
Emotionally, you know, and with his approach, yes, he was battling. I mean, just by definition, because he didn't give up... I mean, four runs, you should be able to win that game, although this offense has had some issues, scoring more than four runs. What I'm saying is... He did not have the control of his breaking stuff. And that was a recipe. It could, put it this way, could have been a lot worse. You watched the game. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. So, yeah, he battled, but it just wasn't.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There.
Okay, so let's come back to the T.Y. Hilton of this all. Mm-hmm. And actually, funny enough, what are the other guys that have kind of like, that are like the T.Y. Hilton of just your team? Like, I don't even know how good he is. He might be good, he might not, but guess your team.
Derrick Henry.
Well, he does that to a lot of people, but yeah, he did see.
He was 250.
He was hitting 250 every game, every time he played.
But yeah, man, like, I think when it comes to Luis Robert, is that where you place blame here? Are you willing to just be like, yo, that's what he does? Or are you looking as much at this Lance McCullers Jr. outing?
I think it fed into it because he had hitters counts. He had hitters counts on his big hits. I know he was deep into the count on the double. And I can't remember the count on the home run. I think it was the second pitch, to be honest. And if I remembered that correctly, I don't know what to think.
Because, don't worry, I'm going to look it up here. Because, give me one moment. We don't have
I forget
that
so many simple things, and I think it was the second pitch as I'm just sitting here talking about it. But nevertheless, it didn't help. And Luis Robert, you know, was in a groove. Luis Robert, you know, got into a good pitcher's count, at least on the first one, a hitter's count. And then the other part of it is, you know, McCullers, he struggled to throw strikes.
No, I mean, that's never going to help, especially as you mentioned with the way that the office has been going. And you were talking about the home run. Let me see if I find it.
If I remember that correctly, it just kill me now because I can't remember like basic names. There's a good chance I'm going to forget Jaden Higgins' name today. I mean, you know, but at some point I remember the most minute little stuff like that. But either way, it's not a raise, you know, the warning flag, red flag, all that stuff. Because there were some good things that happened with the Astros, and I wanted to point that out.
Please.
They might have found something in Jacob Melton.
Yeah, and that's
they might have found something.
What are you doing with the interesting, like, kind of dichotomy is the word that I want to use, but I know it's not the right one, and it's big. It's unnecessarily big anyways. But, like, there's kind of a discord that's happening within you. When you just watch him, if you're not looking at any stats and you just watch him play, he looks like he fits in.
He looks the part.
I mean, and yesterday was 1-for-3 day.
And
he did have a strikeout.
At the plate. Too.
Exactly. Like, he does not look overmatched in a way that sometimes you bring up a minor leaguer and they might. The problem is, like, you look at the stats and you're like, this is not good. And of course, it's a relatively small sample. He hasn't been up that much, but he's played a lot. Maybe that's another sample data point that you have to look at is Joe Espada feels comfortable continually putting him out there, maybe because the way that it looks absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it just feels like, how are you handling the idea that when he's up at the plate, I mean, he's sub 200 right now. There's a decent amount of strikeouts in there as well. But it doesn't feel like he's overmatched. How are you handling that?
I'm handling it in a sense of, I think they found something. Defensively, his speed is incredible.
Yes.
He took a bad break on a ball yesterday just because he doesn't play a lot of left field. He's mostly been a center fielder and right fielder and didn't get a good read on the ball, but still made a terrific catch with his speed. I think there's some hope there. And, you know, this defense is pretty good. Outside of the one play we talked about with Cam, I mean, that's going to happen. But this defense is pretty good. I think there's some definite hope for this squad in terms of things that we did not necessarily expect, and the run differential. You've talked about that a lot. It's really
plus 21 right now, and a good 3-game lead over the Mariners in the AL West because they took an L yesterday. I think it was 9-2. I had that game on after a little bit of Astros baseball. But yeah, man, game two against the Chicago White Sox. Hopefully you bounce back. Like, I would very much like win the series versus the White Sox because I would very much hate to like have the playing down to the competition narrative be available after this series.
One more thing on the White Sox real quick. Speaking of finding something, they're throwing out a lot of talented young players now. They're calling up he's going to be a closer, but he was a setup man yesterday, throwing 102 miles an hour. Obviously, the catcher, Teal, real good. He's young. Some of these guys.
Got to give Shane Smith the starter yesterday.
Shane Smith was they might be building something over there.
No, for sure. But I don't want to hear none of that. I want to see two wins out of three from the Astros. They go again today in trying to do that 7-10 first pitch, and it'll be Ryan Gusto on the mound for the Astros, hopefully getting you to a Framber Valdez Thursday night performance. But there you go. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Some of the other TYs out there. Somebody said Tim Hardaway Jr. would always light it up against the Rockets. Isaiah Kiner Falefa is a guy that you would look at as well in that same type of way. Will Levis apparently came in on the YouTube page.
That's a good point.
I can't wait to wash that one out of my memory. I'd even feel better if it's the same type of game, but it's Cam Ward as opposed to Will Levis, because at least you can go, well, that's maybe supposed to happen. The Will Levis thing is so damn
annoying. That kind of put a taste in my mouth for the whole season. Yeah, a bad taste in my mouth throughout the whole season.
Was that the point? Was that the point where we're like, "Oh, this is an it"? Oh, no, yeah. you had the Jets by that point. Now,
but that game, that was the point for me. Yeah. Where I'm just like, man,
I don't know about this.
I don't know about this season.
You quietly let go of the rope. You didn't tell nobody, but you was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna put this down."
I was still, I still had the pom poms, but I was just like, "Man, they lost to the Titans at home
to Will Levis.
Man,
just chucking it up their dog." That was the thing about it. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go to the question of the day, and it harkens back to a segment we did a couple days ago in the mixtape where you were talking about something that Shaq has done on his podcast, BPS, or WPS. Yeah. What for you is the most WPS, BPS, or HPS thing that you do? White people stuff, black people stuff, Hispanic people stuff that you do. 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.